Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. It is Rachel, of course, speaking to you live here right now in my living room, the HBIC. Welcome back. We are in season two. We are rocking and rolling. We are back and better than ever. Today's episode is going to be amazing, you guys. I think you guys are going to really, really, really love it because it has been a long time coming. Before we get into the episode, just want to remind you of a few things. Most importantly, and the most exciting thing that I have going on right now is my Would You Rather card decks, my custom Would You Rather card decks from season one, first edition, limited edition, never to be made again, are going to be going on a flash sale for you biddies in celebration of season two because I fucking love you all and I want to give you something special to celebrate this season two. And it is for $10 off. So usually the price is $45 and we are knocking them down to $35 just for you. And this sale runs through the 13th and actually you don't even need code at checkout. I made it super easy for you guys. All you have to do is add that to the bag and it will take off that special $10 discount. Now they will never, ever, 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 ever be discounted this low. I just want to do something really special for you all. As I mentioned, they are limited edition. They will never be made again. These are your favorite Would You Rather questions from season one, as well as additional ones that you've never heard before. You also get blank cards to fill out your own. They're great for on set. They're great for playing with your friends, drinking games, in school, icebreakers. People use them at their team meetings. I just fucking love them. Everybody who has them loves them. And I always get videos from them. It's really fun. And they were a labor of love. They were really a lot of time and effort and money to put in because I wanted you all to bring a piece of the Lipstick Bitties podcast home with you to have fun with your friends. Also kill time on set because you know we have long set days. So please, please, please check that out, especially if you'd like to support me. It is a great way to support me by shopping in the merch store so you can find them and more merch at lipstickbitties.com. Of course, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/lipstickbitties. And if you'd like to support me in a way that is completely free, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Tag me and all of our guests and tag us in your screenshot. And tell us what you loved. If you learned something, if you love something, whatever resonated with you, take a screenshot. Let us know. Tag us because I love to fucking see it. Also, another thing to look out for is I'm going to be doing a lot of lives in the next couple weeks with some of my favorite people. My mom's going to be on a live tonight. I'm sure a lot of you are listening to this after the fact, but I'm doing a live with my mom tonight. So make sure to watch it. If you are listening today when it airs, we are going on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be doing her makeup and we're going to be having a little kiki. You guys could ask her questions. She's fucking awesome. She's been on the podcast. If you're listening to this after it airs, like the day after the live, make sure to go back and watch it because I'm sure it's gonna be fucking hilarious. Get a cocktail, get whatever, because this is gonna be entertainment for sure. So now that we did all the housekeeping, let's get into the episode. This episode is our very first installment of the live interviews that I did at the makeup show in New York City in November. So this is actually going to be a four-part episode. So I'm not going to call it a four-part episode, but there are four episodes that are from the makeup show because we had 2.5 hours of footage. We have 18 incredible makeup artists, entrepreneurs, educators that were able to speak with me anywhere from 5 minutes to 15 minutes. It was a pretty incredible experience. It wouldn't have been possible had it weren't been for my assistant, Rachel Boxley. You can find her on Instagram at Rachel Austin Boxley. I actually met her on Instagram and she ended up assisting me. She did all the audio and video. By the way, check the show notes because the videos from this episode are going to be on YouTube. Yes, they're actually going to be on YouTube. They're actually set to upload. They are going to be the first YouTube videos. So you guys can watch these interviews on YouTube. They're really fun to watch, especially there's some that have poor audio quality, and I apologize for that. It was our first time doing this kind of thing. So you'll be able to watch them on YouTube. The sound quality is a little bit better and easier to understand on YouTube, you know, because you could see like what we're doing, the mouths and stuff like that. You could read our mouths. So thank you, Rachel, so much for helping me out. You were fucking incredible. Everybody loved you, and I love you, and I couldn't have done this without you. I also couldn't have done it without Shelly Taggar, the owner of The Makeup Show. She so graciously awarded me this opportunity to do press here, and I also did press at the Chicago show, and I'm also going to be doing press at the New York show this upcoming May 1st and 2nd. So make sure to check out The Makeup Show on Instagram at The Makeup Show and their website, themakeupshow.com. Get your tickets for The Makeup Show in New York City if you'd like to meet some of these wonderful people that I interviewed, get some of the best education in the world, shop with really cool vendors, meet some new people, and of course, I will be there. So come and meet me. So the people that are going to be interviewed on today's episode are Lindsay Katsik. You can find her on Instagram at Lindsay Katsik. Preet Johal, founder of Ambreesh Cosmetics. You can find her on Instagram at the Preet Johal and Ambreesh Cosmetics. And they also are extending a promo code if you'd like to check out their line at ambreesh.com. Lipstick Biddies at checkout for 25% off your purchase. That is not a commission code or an affiliate code. They just extended it to you listeners because they are wonderful, wonderful people. So make sure to check them out. James Vincent was interviewed today. You can find him at J. Vincent Makeup and his brand Rebels and Outlaws at Rebels and Outlaws. And then Beauty Masterclass, Diane and James McKinnon on Instagram at Beauty Masterclass Online, at JR McKinnon and at Diane C Beauty. As mentioned, everything is going to be in the show notes. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode. Cannot wait for next week and for what's coming this month. I'll talk to you later, biddies. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lipstick Biddies podcast. We are streaming live from The Makeup Show. This is like fucking wild. And my very first interview, I'm really excited because it is a really good friend of mine. Her name is Lindsay. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How is this your first makeup show?
It is, actually, yes. I'm very excited. I've already spent so much money, so here we are.
Just FYI, we've been open for like a good 10 minutes.
So yes.
What have you bought so far?
Oh my gosh, can I show?
Yeah, let's see. There are so many different vendors here, of course, because it's a makeup show. We have like all the different vendors here. Okay, what is like, show your like top two picks.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, so top two would have to be Omnia Brushes was one of my second stop, which I'm very excited about. And Myo Cosmetics palettes. They've been sold out online forever, so I went and bought 10.
We gotta talk to MYO. They're like fucking great. I know you're one for like condensing your kit, right?
Yes. New York City subway stairs are not a friend to big kits. So,
Lindsay, you came from corporate, right? So, what made you become like a makeup artist? Was there like a moment, or was it something that kind of like found you?
It kind of found me, actually. I was doing it more on myself as like a therapeutic stress relief in a really tough time for me. And then I had a big career change and decided not to go back to corporate and just to pursue makeup. I loved it. It made me happy. I wanted to work for myself. And here I am today as a makeup artist.
Yay, we're so happy to have you. Your work is absolutely incredible.
Thank you so much.
Lindsay does like amazing, amazing like creative makeup, like appliques, all the things.
I know, I like to be a little creative when I can.
And Lindsay is also hilarious. She's like one of the, there's only like a group of people that do TikToks, so we're like the makeup community, and Lindsay is one of them.
Yes. We like to make fun of the, I guess, industry complaints in a fun way. So it's relatable.
So I know you're a podcast listener. So you know on the podcast we play Would You Rather?
Yes, I do.
So we're going to play a little Would You Rather, and you're the first one that's going to see these. These are my Would You Rather cards that are going to be available in the merch store that I made with love, and they are all from the past episodes of Lipstick Biddies. So you may remember some of these, but there's like added ones. So I'm gonna have you pick one from the deck.
Okay. have a free ticket to your dream masterclass, and someone in the audience keeps ripping SPDs. There's an uncontrollable crying baby. I would rather number one, which is the SPDs, because I can just put a mask on and pretend like, you know, because the crying baby, I can't.
Crying babies are pretty rough. And if you don't know what, I mean, most people know what SPDs are, but like a very gassy person. I've definitely been in a class in like a situation where that's happened.
Listen, I'm sure it's happened to all of us on both ends. Yeah.
I don't even want to get, my family, we're Italian. We talk about like gas and stuff, but like when you come to dinner, we tell like really wild stories about shit like that. So it's like,
No one understands that.
So Lindsay, can you let the listeners and the people who are watching on YouTube right now know where to follow you and where they can find you? Anything special that you have going on right now that you want to plug?
Nothing special, just been working like crazy, but you can follow my makeup journey on my Instagram. It's at Lindsay Kastick, and yeah, that's where I share almost everything.
Thank you, Lindsay, and stay tuned because Lindsay is going to be on Lipstick Biddies in the future. We're going to be recording a full-length episode.
Yes!
Thanks, Lindsay. A new brand that I just got introduced to this weekend was Ambreesh Cosmetics, so I'm standing here with the founder, Preet. How are you, Preet?
Hi, Rachel. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me with you.
Yeah, I'm really excited to meet you. So one of my favorite things about the makeup show is lots of indie brands, lots of, you know, small businesses. Are you the owner, CEO, all the things?
Yeah, I am all the above. Yes, I'm the owner and I've been in development. I've done everything. I've been the janitor at the brand. I do everything there. But although we're in the process of building a team, yes.
So do you have a background in makeup? Are you a makeup artist? Or
I'm a makeup lover. I'm not a makeup artist. I'm actually from a construction industry. I have a career in industrial and commercial and construction and recycling. But I wanted to do something that I can make a difference. And I think with the makeup brand, I get to make people happy. I get to create something and then I connect with people. And I think that's just so close to my heart. Mm-hmm. And then I get to create with great women. I love to empower women, inspire women, and then learn from other women. So that's why I'm here.
We love that, girl power.
Yeah, totally.
You're wearing the most beautiful glitter on your eyelids. Is that from Ambreesh?
No, this is actually not from Ambreesh, but it's one of my friends at the show. So yeah, we want to promote each other. So I wanted to wear their glitter today.
It's all about community here. And every time I've been to the makeup show, I'm always interviewing people from different brands and wearing different brands. And it's really cool to share amongst each other.
Yes, totally. I mean, it's all about supporting each other.
Yes.
So yes, I launched the brand with liquid lipsticks and I wanted to make something that can work for someone like me. I'm a busy modern woman and I want to leave my house and I want to feel comfortable at the same time confident. I've been a business owner for like 2 decades now and I don't want to have to worry about that, you know, my lipstick is smearing or smudging or it's no longer there. I just think the comfort and the confidence go together. And I wanted to create something where you just put it on and that's it. Like you don't have to worry about it. So yes, we created lipsticks based on that concept.
Okay.
Yes.
So is the lipsticks the star product of the line? What else is in the line that you really love and enjoy?
So we recently launched our revolutionary eyeliner. And eyeliner is, I wish I had it to show it to you. So eyeliner had a silicone tip and it makes life easier. Again, I use myself as an example because I'm not a professional makeup artist. I'm a makeup lover. I love playing with color. You know, I love creating stuff. So to me, makeup, you create yourself every day. So I wanted to have a liner that's easy to use. And I used to have this trouble with liner because I like to carry my makeup with me, my essentials with me. And I'll have a pot and then a brush. And then, you know, the brush gets all messy in my bag and my makeup bag. And I can never clean my makeup bag. Like my purse is ruined after that. So I wanted to create something where you don't need that brush. So we created this liner with a silicone tip, which is just simple to use. And it has an airtight cap on it. And it's not gonna dry, and it just has this tip that creates thin or thick lines, and it's so easy to use because I know there's so many people like that. Not everybody's a makeup artist, not everybody's not a pro. There are so many people like me, so you know, I I create stuff for me, and that's how I want to connect with people. Yeah.
Well, I can say from experience, just because you're a makeup artist doesn't mean that you know how to do your own makeup.
Really? Okay, that's something I didn't know.
Yeah, it's kind of like a fun, it's like a funny thing. It's like a lot, there's some people, not everybody, but like some people like cannot, it's harder to do makeup on themselves than on other people. Like when I was learning, the reason why I started doing makeup is because people always complimenting me on my makeup. It was so difficult to learn how to do makeup on other people.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought makeup artists can do whatever, like anything.
And like we always joke about it, it's like we always look like shit going out, but that's like the reason why we're like there to go like make everybody look beautiful. So it's like that's the whole thing though. When I'm shopping, I'm not only shopping from a makeup artist perspective, I'm shopping from a consumer perspective, kind of like what you were saying, because that's something that I would use myself.
Right. I mean, for me, it's all about making life easier and life simple, but at the same time, keep having the fun. Because I think it's such a feminine trait to have fun and makeup and color in your life, right? And I'm busy, and I think a lot of women nowadays are busy. Like, we're no longer just like housewives. We all have other things outside the house to do, but we still want to look pretty. So I keep that in mind, any product we make in future as well, that is easy. And we're simplifying the life. Yeah,
I love that. What was it? What would you say was one of the most challenging things about launching your brand?
I think for me personally, the challenge was transitioning, because I had a career in the construction and recycling industry. That's just my personal challenge, because I was transitioning when I was almost 40. It's difficult. You know, I know something very well and I'm successful someplace else, but I am not connected to my essence there. So it's, you know, my reasons are different for, it's not just like because I need to make more money. It's not that. I just want to be myself. So that's been the challenge, is transitioning. And then my kids and everything, just the whole transition was very big deal. I'm actually still going through the transition, but I think I kind of learned the process by now and I made peace with it. But as far as launching a brand, I've been very lucky finding great people in the industry and meeting with great people. So that's been a blessing. Yeah.
I think building your team and making your network really strong and genuine is how you grow your business. I can speak from my own experience.
Oh, yes. I mean, your connections and the people you know are everything. And I've learned with time to appreciate people and to see the good in people. And I'm working on that with myself too. But it's all about the people you have. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a lot of fun on my podcast. We love to play games. One of my favorite games is Would You Rather, which all the biddies who listen know and love. And I have my custom-made Would You Rather Lipstick Biddies cards that are now available in the merch store. And I'd love for you to pick a card.
Okay. Would you rather have to cut your own makeup brushes from scratch every time you want to do makeup? Or you have to run a mile before every time you do makeup?
How athletic are you?
I'm like, I think I'll choose the second one. Yeah.
You want to run a mile instead of doing your makeup brushes, right?
Absolutely. Because I think that's more beneficial,
right?
Like health-wise, it's more beneficial. I'm getting more out of it. Yeah.
We'd all get in such good shape, right?
Yeah, and I'm already making products that's going to simplify everybody's life. So, yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much, Preet, for taking the time to talk to us. Is there anything you want to say before we sign off? And can you let our listeners know where they can find you and Ambreesh on social?
Yes, so you can find us on Instagram. Ambreesh Cosmetics is the handle. Facebook, Ambreesh Cosmetics. And our website is www.ambreesh.com. And I do want to say to all the women, to all the girls out there, do what your heart desires. Don't wait till you're almost 40. Just believe in yourself and have the courage to follow your dreams.
I love that. Thank you, Preet. Biddies, you've heard me so many times raving about how incredible my Patreon community is, and I want to tell you guys about it because it is the best way to support your girl, the HBIC, as we build this Lipstick Biddies community up worldwide. You all want to support me. I appreciate that. It is so much work to run this podcast. It is a one-woman show. We are just starting to up-level with new things like editors and all these crazy things that I'm finally getting to pay for because of the support of my patrons, and I cannot thank you enough. So the Patreon is amazing because you get to support me with a small monthly donation starting at $5 a month. Biddies, that is less than the price of a lipstick, and you get something in return as a thank you from me to you. You get monthly bonus episodes. You get a merch pack. You get a podcast shout out. You get monthly meetups. You get makeup classes. It is incredible. There are different tiers. Pick whichever one's right for you. It is the best way to support me and also connect with biddies around the world, both pro makeup artists and beauty enthusiasts, and also have a little bit more of an intimate experience with your girl. I love my patrons. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. It truly is the best way to help grow this community, and I appreciate all of you so much. Check the link in the show notes or just go to patreon.com/lipstickbiddies. Thanks, biddies, and see you in the Patreon.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Lipstick Biddies Podcast coming from the Makeup Show. I'm so excited, thrilled, and grateful to be here with one of the most amazing people, James Vincent. Hi, James.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm so good. This is crazy. This is the first time we've actually met each other in person, but we've It is crazy because I met you, I think, definitely through the Makeup Show. I'm an eye artist. I worked with Chrome Tool College, which you were involved.
On the virtual, I guess.
Yes, I've been home to college. But so, first of all, let me just extend my gratitude to you for creating this wonderful community of people, of artists. We're standing, if you're watching on the YouTube channel right now, we're standing right in front of the iArtist wall of face charts, which I think the iArtist program that I'm in actually created. So, are face charts something that you always utilize during your work, or are you more like someone that creates on the fly?
I think that I'm an over-preparer in that I love the idea of access to creativity. And one of my favorite pieces is the collaboration. So for me, face charts serve multiple purposes. Not only is it a way for me to kind of take my creativity and make it action so that I can kind of chart it out and see it. It's a great tool for me to communicate to my team or great for collaboration because I can translate what is in my head or my heart into something that's very visual. I think that allows me endless possibility.
I suck at face charts. my face charts look like shit. I was like watching people online like doing these and they're like straight up freaking artists and I'm like, do we have like paint by number?
Mine are very utilitarian. You know, for me it's about shape, it's about place, it's about line, it's about texture, and it's about keeping notes about what I'm seeing there. So mine don't necessarily look like this, they look more like a roadmap or like an instructional manual. So I think that don't get caught up in making face charts pretty perfect. You know, that serves the purpose for certain people. But for me, it's like my journey. You know, it's a way for me to just collect ideas and to curate. And trying to figure out what I want to be working. And so while I do work on the fly and I'm upset and I'm really able to like pivot and adapt very quickly, I always have this like body of work that I can go back to when I need inspiration.
I love that. That's so cool. I just it's just like such a full circle moment, like talking to you. I remember my very first makeup show working with Ruby Day Cosmetics and being like, seeing you and being like, I can't even talk to anyone, like now like 4 years later.
Now we're family.
Yes, we are family. Hell yeah, we're part of the Lipstick, and you're part of Lipstick Biddies family. So, if you are a podcast listener, I know people who listen know my favorite game is Would You Rather. Have you played the game Would You Rather?
No. Are we drinking?
No, I think that's like Never Have I Ever.
I was excited for a drink.
We could do Never Have I Ever too later. So, Would You Rather is one of my favorite games. So, I actually created these that is now available in the merch store. It is a Would You Rather Lipstick Bitties Bourbon card.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you pick a card, and it's going to have on it, like, a, you know, do this or do that, and you'll pick whichever one seems suitable for you if you want to read it out loud.
Okay.
Okay.
You're doing someone's makeup, and you have to pee really bad, or you have uncontrollable nerves. I think that I would rather have the laughter because I have a really tiny bladder and I always have to pee and I drink a lot of water. And I don't ever want my clients to think that I'm using the bathroom for anything other than my hands. So I would rather have laughter because I also have a laugh that is contagious. And then my clients.
Well, your laugh is cute. Mine is more like a cackle, so I'll be like, ah!
Like that, it would be like, I was just like, ha ha ha. That's not really my laugh.
Oh my gosh.
I wish that you were like, I have a cackle, but I was like,
I have a really weird, I'm not even gonna be scared, I'm scared of children. Anyways, so thank you, James, for your time. Anything for you. If you want to let the listeners know, I mean, I'm sure all of us know who you are, but if you want to let the listeners know where they can follow you on social media, anything that you'd like to close with, and will you be a guest on a Lipstick Bitties episode?
Yes, I will be a guest on a Lipstick Bitties episode, and thank you so much for having me. I love this episode. You can follow me at Jacobs and Jacob. You can follow me at Rebels and Outlaws. And we are so excited to be back safely together with the Rebels show. Through the entire pandemic, our team was really working to kind of keep our artists connected, as well as educated and inspired. And so to be back in our community is so much fun.
Love you. Thank you for being this.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. It is Rachel here, your host, streaming from the makeup show, and I'm so excited to be here with two amazing makeup artists, James and Diane McKinnon, and they're here with Beauty Masterclass. How are you both today?
Great.
Yeah.
We love being in New York. It's been amazing. This show is amazing.
Yeah.
Did you both fly in from LA?
We did.
Yes,
yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
And you both are film makeup artists.
32 years of being a film makeup artist.
I actually come from editorial background, and I'm now doing film and TV, and both. I'm doing both, and I'm a licensed esthetician, so
okay.
I do everything.
Nice.
So I have to ask, how did you meet?
We met on Bumble.
Ooh, and it was just so coincidental that both of you were makeup artists?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks we met on Star Trek in Toronto, but we did not.
No.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, you do character creation, special effects makeup. Is that something that you do as well?
Yeah, he actually does beauty really well. Like, half of his Emmys are actually for beauty as well.
I just get, not pigeonholed's not right word, but since being on Star Trek, that's the most popular show right now, so it becomes just makeup effects, but I run both departments.
Yeah.
So when you get hired as a beauty person and a prosthetic person, you're going to work twice as much.
So did you start with beauty and then work into FX?
I did, yeah. Well, I thought I was going to do only prosthetics in 1988. And then beauty actually turned out to be my income for 16 years.
Okay.
And then I kind of went, I did both. Basically, I've done both the whole time, but beauty kind of slipped in as a great extension of a job.
Yeah, we always,
and vice versa.
We always say that the more you know, the more you work. So we try to tell people who say, like, I'm only beauty, it's okay, but you still need to know little things like how to do a bruise, how to do a cut, scrapes, you know, a basic transfer, stuff like that. So, you know, I've had to learn that over the years, and he's definitely helped me. People are like, oh, you have the best teacher. It's like, you should have, everyone around you should be a teacher. That's why we made Beauty Masterclass. It's like, everybody you see and know should be a teacher, and to an extent. We also say that if you want to be the best, you have to learn from the best. So we love beauty enthusiasts. We love people who love doing their own makeup. And yes, there are some great tips and tricks that you can learn from them. You can also see how products work by watching them before purchasing them, which I think is really great. But if you want to be an editorial artist or on doing Vogue covers, or you want to be a major prosthetic artist or beauty artist in film and TV, you should be watching those people. You know, and those people don't have a million followers. They don't even have 1,000 followers a lot of times. They almost have no followers. You have to watch that TV show or that movie that you loved, and you love that makeup and that hair, and you have to watch the credits.
Yes.
And you have to pause the credits and look that person up and follow them on social media and look at what they're doing, because that's where you should be getting your inspiration from if that's where you want to be. You know, somebody gave me the best advice ever once, which was, it was about a relationship, and it kind of goes all over the place in your life, is only take advice from someone who's in a place where you want to be. And I just thought that was so amazing. It's like, if you want to be doing Star Trek after he's done doing Star Trek, you need to be learning from him.
The guy that does
from
Star
the guy,
Trek,
yeah. Yeah, like he didn't learn from somebody else.
And the thing is, I learned from Michael Westmore, which gave me an opportunity and a job. And now, not saying I'm him now, but I'm the next.
You filled those shoes.
I filled those shoes, and now there's going to be somebody to fill my shoes as Michael's retired. And then one of these days, yeah, I'm going to retire. So there, it's a progression, and I can't take it. I mean, everybody likes a lot of money, but you can't bring it with you. So you might as well give it to somebody else before you leave this earth.
So when did the idea for Beauty Masterclass come about?
A couple years ago, yeah.
It's been years. We've really sat down. I came home from a shoot one day, and I had an assistant that I just had to kind of send them home at a point where I was like, okay, we're good. You're good. You can go home early. And it was mainly because they couldn't do what I needed them to do. And he was like, oh, that happens all the time. You know, you hire someone and they just can't. There's not a like everyone should be here before they can work kind of thing. And I understand that a lot of people are self-taught. Some of the best makeup artists I know never went to school. I think that's great. What we did with Beauty Masterclass is we truly believe you have to practice your craft all the time, like every day. We are constantly, I mean, living together means we talk a lot about makeup. We talk a lot about how things work, and we go back and forth with each other. If you have a community, which we've created on our forum online, of people, of makeup artists who are all over the world, and you can talk to them about makeup and talk things out with people, that's still considered practicing your craft. Whether you're actually applying it on someone in your house, or whether you're, you know, talking about it and talking things out with people, or we have challenges on our social media that we really love when people redo them. Even if you're not part of the challenge, just redo it and post it and show us so we can give you feedback. You know, doing things, putting yourself out there and asking for feedback from real makeup artists, I will guarantee you are more likely to get those people to be like, wow, you want to actually hear from us? And we'll give you real feedback. You will become a better artist for that. So Beauty Masterclass was our way of saying, like, here's a place for you to learn real things that you're going to do online, not Instagram makeup, but real makeup that you will do in your workplace. And to be able to stop and pause it, to go pick up products, or if you just can only get an hour in or 30 minutes in a day or whatever it is, you can stop and pause, figure out what we're doing, rewind, go back to it. You have the class. Once you've purchased it, it's your class. So having that ability to practice along with makes you a better artist. And so we were like, how do we do this? And we researched for a very long time. We spent a lot of time and money going into this and figuring out how to make a classes. And I think that we really have figured it out. I think we've found things that people want to know, and we're giving it to them.
It's from the right people as well. Like, I wouldn't teach a lace ventilation class. I would have Zoe Hay from This Is Us do it. So that's why we're having her do our hair work and our lace ventilating class. I'm good at laying hair. Am I great at it? No. But I'm going to hire and want to learn from somebody who's great at it. Again, learn from who you want to be.
Yeah.
After this interview, I'm going to have to show you my first attempt at hair laying. And I did like a Post Malone makeup, and literally it just looked like it was very bad.
Yeah. I did a Post Malone commercial where they were inside his stomach. Which we had to do his tattoos all over the people that were inside.
That's
his,
another one.
His
we're
spleen.
Really excited to do a tattoo class with Alexi Demetriou. Like,
Yeah.
Hookup tattoos, it's unreal, yeah. So good.
How to create them, how to make them, how to apply them, how to remove them, how to do all the design. So it's from start to finish. It's a it's in depth. It's not just washing over, which may, I don't want to say you, when you go to makeup school, it is a simple.
It's the least amount that you can possibly learn. And they're supposed, everyone thinks they're going to leave makeup school with everything they need to know to be a makeup artist. And that's not what you leave school with. You leave with the very basics, and you are supposed to be an assistant. After I assisted for 4 years, I bartended until 3 a.m. I was on set at 6 a.m. at my expense. If I got paid, it was because the makeup artist like chose to give me money. My mentors were really great and actually did pay me, but there were a lot of makeup artists who didn't, and they just took the makeup for free, or they took the work for free. But what I learned from that got me to where I am today. It's so important that you try to assist people, and that makeup artists out there, I need to say, please say yes to assistants. Like, give them $25 for their kit and say yes and have them there. Even if they're just cleaning your brushes, they are watching you and you are helping the next generation, because you are not gonna be here forever and you cannot take your skills with you. We need to make it better, and we can only build on top of what we know. And if we give them that information, like, you can't just leave gaps and holes in our, and have, tell people to just figure it out. Like, there's room for everybody. The more you share, the more you work. Just, that's the best thing I can say to makeup artists. Yeah. Please, like, take on assistance.
I would agree, because I would say from my own experience, it was so hard for me to find people to assist, because no one would give me the chance, no matter like how, you know, and I'm like a genuine person, no matter how like persistent I was, people just, you know, like working with their people. And that's the reason why it's so important to go to things like the makeup show. That's why it's important to enroll in things like Beauty Masterclass, be a biddy in the Lipstick Biddies, join the Facebook community that we have going, because that people are gonna hire you because they like you. You're gonna get the job more so because you're an enjoyable person to be around than your skill set. You could be the best makeup artist in the world. If you're an asshole, no one's gonna wanna fucking work with you. Yeah.
He says it all the time. Yeah. Like, we went live every Saturday.
There's a dirty 30 in our union.
Yeah, and there's 30 people that are crappy to work with.
Yeah.
And they could be great artists, but.
And sometimes you have to hire because you need that, or you would rather, I'd rather hire somebody that is super cool that doesn't know 100%. Yeah. And when they leave, they're actually gonna end up knowing the 100%, because they're gonna watch a bunch of cool artists be, because even myself, in the trailer, there's 8 people. And I look,
Not during COVID,
but 4 now. But you look to your left and right, and I still do, and I watch Richard Redlifson, and I watch Bart Mixon, and I watch
Bianca.
I watch everybody do stuff. And I said, wait, what color are you using? Yeah. I'm like, that's not the right color, you can't use that. And he puts it on, and it's the right color that fixed the whole issue.
But it's also younger people, like Bianca Peace. Guys, if you're not following Bianca Peace, and no, seriously, she's young artist, like, she's been in there for a while, but younger artist coming up, you're constantly watching her, and she's constantly coming up with things. And it's like, you have to, another reason I like to have different assistants all the time is like, I love looking, watching what they're learning and doing, because they're, every person who comes through is gonna do something differently. They're gonna use a product differently. They're gonna use a brush differently. And you're gonna see what they're doing, and you're gonna go, oh, that's a great idea. And that's gonna inspire you to start doing things differently. If you're stuck, if you're doing the same people, you get stuck. Like, we're creative people in this industry. We get stuck, and one of the best things to do is surround yourself with new energy.
I think that, like, that's why the makeup show has always been such an important thing in my growth as a makeup artist and entrepreneur, because you get so inspired when you're here just walking around and just seeing, like, the demos that are going on, even not even getting to talk to these people, just like literally seeing them work and just blowing your mind. And that's why the makeup show is so important to me. And I'm so glad that I get to meet people like you that value community and are furthering the resources for makeup artists that are coming up in this new generation, because it hasn't been easy for some. And so you guys are making it so much more easier, especially that your platform is virtual. It makes it really accessible, which I really appreciate.
We have artists from all over the world, actually, who follow us in, I would say, UK, Brazil, Germany is huge. We have some people in India, we have a girl in Saudi Arabia who's, like, amazing, and she's actually won some challenges with us. You know, and she said, you know,
hard to ship makeup there.
And, you know, things aren't available to everybody, and we have to remember how lucky we are to have things like this have the makeup that we have available to us. Yes, there are people in the world who has no access to any of this stuff, but who love it and who crave to have it. And so that's why we have an online forum. You have, and don't just belong to one forum. You need to belong to so many. Like, that should be, instead of sitting there scrolling all the time through mindless stuff, go on to forums of actual makeup artists, not just enthusiasts, but people who are artists and do this and want to do this for a living, and talk things out with people, you know, challenge each other. We have a whole library of books that people like Vivian Baker and Bill Corso and Richard Redlifson and, you know, have all given us their favorite books. And we have a whole list of all their favorite books that you can actually go and see what their favorite books are for beauty and effects, you know. And we talked to Gabriela Hernandez, who has Besame Cosmetics. Her book is literally one of my most favorite books of all time. If you want, you should know the history of makeup. That's one thing that we say a lot too, is you should be knowing, like, from the very first silent films that come out, you should recognize when they're changing from silent films to talkies, how does the makeup change? Because their mouth is and faces are moving differently. You should know that stuff. You should know what colors were available to people. They did not have the array of colors that we have today. And you cannot bring your full kit on set or do a creative where you're immersed in a certain era and then do hot pink lipstick, because that just wasn't real.
At one time, yes. Yeah. But not, yeah. You gotta be careful. You gotta do your research.
Yeah.
Well, I am really excited, like I said, to have met you, especially that you are providing this resource to people. And like you were saying, definitely make sure you are part of multiple ones. I know I'm part of the Powder Group. I'm part of the Eye Artist. Artist Kit Company has a Facebook group. We love it all. So we love community here. And my most favorite thing about community is just having fun, connecting with people. And what better way to do that than playing games, which... we all know and love the Would You Rather games that we play on every episode of Lipstick Bitties. And I have my brand new Would You Rather Lipstick Bitties cards that are now available for pre-order in the merch store. And I would love for one of you to pick one.
You're a working fashion show as a makeup art assistant on a reality TV makeup competition.
Oh.
Mess up your model's makeup for over an hour and they take them away from you. Or... you wait for your model for 2 hours and only have 8 minutes to do their makeup. Oh, I would do I would do 8 minutes to do their makeup.
Yeah, me as well. Yeah, because you, in theory, you could do a makeup in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, some people take. I mean, in film and television, you only have a certain amount of time to do something. So you get your. Some of these makeups that I do are 4 hours long, and by the time I do it 3 or 4 times, I've knocked 2 hours off of it. So. That's easier to do.
Yeah,
I would say especially for reality TV, like we just went and saw Saturday Night Live, and Louis can do a full makeup in like 3 minutes. You know what I mean? So
bald cap in 45 seconds.
Yeah, like, which is crazy. 8 minutes, yeah. You could do a lot. Yeah.
So this is based on, if you've ever seen the show Glow Up. Yeah. We did a review on Glow Up. So this was actually a situation that one of the contestants was in, and they were sitting there and like, doing the makeup, and they were just, like, the funniest thing to me about Glow Up is that they give people 2 hours to do these challenges, and I'm like, in what world?
Exactly, we say the same
thing.
Two hours?
Yeah, they're like, you have...
I could do it 3 times in 2 hours.
Yeah, they literally, they say, they're like, and you have 4 hours to do your own makeup. I'm like, what would I do? I would have gone for a coffee. I would have had lunch.
They barely get it done in time.
Yeah, and they barely get it done. I'm like, what could you possibly be doing for that long?
But it's entertainment.
It makes for good TV.
Yeah.
So, James, Diane, thank you so much for giving me your time. Can you let the listeners know where they can connect with you and, you know, everything that you want to, anything else you want to say before we sign off?
Absolutely. So you can find us online at beautymasterclass.com, or you can find us on Instagram, which is where we do most of our stuff because it's just a great platform, which is at beautymasterclass online.
You can follow me at JR McKinnon and
Diane C. Beauty.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you both. And we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Lipstick Bitties podcast. To receive a special surprise from the head bitty in charge in the mail, make sure to drop a review in the app and DM your screenshot to me at Lipstick Bitties. Remember, you are a badass fucking bitty. See you next week.